At 4:04 in Philadelphia with WHYY News, I'm Matt Gillum. Pennsylvania State Police say 20 Democratic state lawmakers were targeted by online threats, which led to the arrest of a suspect last week. From our news partner WESA, Tom Reese has the story.
State police arrested a 42-year-old Lebanon County man last week after they say he made a series of threats on social media last month. State Senator Lindsey Williams was named in those threats. She says it's not the first time she's been targeted, but she questioned why she learned of the threats after the arrest, not when they were identified in April.
I think we should stop treating this like it's normal. It's not normal. It's not acceptable. And we're extremely lucky that in that 2 weeks, nothing bad happened.
State Representative Emily Kincaid was also targeted, but said the sensitivity of the investigation may have made it hard to notify lawmakers of the threats sooner. State police say the post discussed tactics in detail and referenced a potential Memorial Day attack. Reporting from Harrisburg, Tom Reese.
The majority of targeted state lawmakers were from the Philly area, including State Senators Sharif Street and Amanda Cappelletti, and State Representatives Malcolm Kenyatta and Mary Louise Isaacson. Mayor Sherelle Parker took the wraps off a Liberty Bell replica outside Philadelphia's Municipal Services Building in Thomas Paine Plaza today. Parker addressed a crowd of city employees about the importance of the bell, which commemorates the workers who built Philly.
Today is really about celebrating you, the workforce that keeps Philadelphia moving every single day. This city works because you do. I want you to think about the early mornings, the long days, and responding to challenges and finding creative solutions.
The bell is one of more than 100 statewide, each telling a story of the people and areas where they're located. Right now in Philadelphia, a beautiful afternoon, big clouds, some blue sky peeking through, and a light breeze, 61 degrees in the heart of Philly. We could see a bit more clearing as we make our way into the evening. Overnight, temperatures drop down into the 50-degree range. Tomorrow, we close things out with patchy sunshine on Friday and highs around 70.